Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming. My name is Dirk.
My shoe is untied.
And that is Ryan.
I'm Ryan.
We'll call him the Wookiee.
I'm sitting down and I'm very, very concerned that my shoe is untied.
Oh, this is what it sounds like to get a cease and desist from George Lucas.
I think I could take him in a fair fight.
There won't be a fair fight. It's called the law.
You notice, like, if you look at him, he's slowly turning into Jabba the Hutt?
A little bit.
Like, his neck gullet thing just gets bigger and bigger.
Okay, you can't dog on the man.
Yeah, I can. Did you see what he did to the franchise? I'll do what I want. I hate everybody, including George Lucas.
All right. So, again, welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming. My name is Dirk.
I'm Ryan.
Whose shoe is untied.
My shoe is untied.
But we'd like to welcome you to the fifth episode. If you can't tell, it's Star Trek themed.
Yes, it is.
You fell for that.
I know.
Damn you. Damn you.
I didn't fall for it.
Oh, no. So, yeah, Star Wars. We're going to play a Star Wars game. We'll let you kind of guess which one it is. I made one post that just had a Star Wars.
You tweeted your TV said Star Wars, and you had your Star Wars album covered framed thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it might have something to do with Star Wars.
It might, but which Star Wars game?
I hope it's that Vector one from like back in the 70s.
That was actually a really good game. It had that, the yoke.
It wasn't alive.
No. It had the yoke. The use the force, Luke.
Is that the burp button? Like when I burp, you're going to like drown me out with droid noises and lightsabers?
Yes, I got my little stupid board working, but there's only a couple sounds, so we'll try to keep it light. No, today we're going to do Knights of the Old Republic, the original Xbox game originally, and then ported to the PC. Had a follow-up sequel, and then there's an MMORPG that we won't play because we don't play.
I like to play games alone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to play with other people. I need to satisfy myself. Fuck everyone else.
So before we get into that, anything you got going on, like any game-wise, anything you're looking at, anything you're trying to pay attention to?
I'm excited for Saints Row. I almost went to GameStop, what was that, like 2 days ago, but she wouldn't let me.
Oh, no, I got it. I played the first probably 45 minutes of it.
Ridiculous. Is it absolutely ridiculous? I hope it's like completely over the top.
But the very first part of the game, you raid a base and you're trying to take down a guy who's about to launch a nuke, but he launches the nuke and you run and you jump on the missile as it's firing off into the atmosphere. And the first thing that happens right when you touch the missile, it's like, I don't want to close my eyes. And you're in radio contact with the rest of your crew that's back on the ground. And they're just like, I just want to let you know, boss, that I thought you were the best. Like, they just did the whole Armageddon bullshit. I laughed my ass off. But it's kind of like a quick time event type thing. But, yeah, I'm locked in.
It's so awesome. I'm super excited. Yeah, I bought like $90 worth of ribs, and I'm like, I can't buy this fucking game right now.
No, it's going to be worth it. It's one of those games. The reason why I didn't get into it is because I was trying to play Knights to kind of get up to speed. But again, 2 weeks with being an adult, there's no time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I got time for that.
I don't.
I made time for that. I mean, I neglected my girlfriend. I haven't watched the new episode of Breaking Bad.
Walter White still lives.
Yeah, I showed up to work every morning, tired and hungover.
Okay.
But, you know, I powered through, made it about 95% of the way, and just fell short.
Oh, like, yeah, like you loser just a little that I bit. Am. I saw the Prima
strategy guide, just so I could get through the quickest parts of it. But before we get too far, let's look at your...
What you got going on here. Well, I... one of the things that happened this past week was they leaked somehow the PSN network over in Europe released a special like introductory package for GTA 5. And somehow that had some stuff that they like somebody hacked into and was able to pull, I think, the whole track list of what game or what songs they're going to have on there.
Do we get Slayer again?
I didn't really go through the whole thing. It was 75 songs. The first couple ones are all just like old school, like 90s rap. Like Eazy-E.
Okay, I can do that.
And then I think they also leaked that there are going to be 400 separate missions.
Wow.
By the way, I'm so excited for Grand Theft Auto 5.
I'm not, unless it has Slayer in it.
We'll just go back and keep playing Grand Theft Auto Vice City over and over again. So you get Ray Liotta and you get and Slayer.
Awesome.
So, yeah, that, I'm looking forward to that. I really don't care if they leak anything because I'll play that game until my eyes
bleed. Oh, it's leaked. The game's ruined. Like, why? Because you got to see what songs are in it?
No, okay. it's just going back to Grand Theft Auto San Andreas because that game was huge. That had everything. It had monster trucks. It had jetpacks. It had that horrible train level on the motorcycle to catch the train.
Jetpacks where you just, like, just go. Fly a helicopter don't care, as high as you can. Just jump.
It had Vegas. It had jets. So this whole thing, it's going to be amazing. At least I hope it's amazing. And if it's not, I'll fucking lie about it because
this is the best game I ever spent money on.
I am a GTA fanboy, and I will play every type of sandbox game like Saints. I'll play Saints Row. It's nowhere near as big as GTA.
But that game's a lot more fun because it's self-aware. Oh,
dude, if my character from Saints Row the Third was a giant sumo dude with a blue and white face paint with dreadlocks, and I ran around with a giant purple dick.
Oh, the penetrator.
Yeah, you see that running towards you. You run.
I was Bruce Campbell.
What, did they have? That's right.
I made Bruce Campbell.
And we could probably post that up on... Do you still have a picture of that?
Yeah, I think I have it on my phone still.
Okay, we'll work that out. that's going on. And just a side thing that I'm not really excited for, but it's kind of an incentive to buy the Wii U, is that they're coming out with the Zelda Wind Waker pack.
Wind Waker sucked.
You know, it did suck because you were my wingman.
Yeah, because I bought it for my GameCube and you played it.
Which was about the same time that when KOTOR came out. That was much more interesting.
Yeah,
it was during the old house days. So, but it's just kind of just a cool thing is that they're going to re-release it. It's going to be updated graphics. The more I think about it, it had some really good gameplay.
It was a decent game. It wasn't because coming off of Majora's Mask and Ocarina of Time.
I never played Majora's Mask.
Playing that, you're like, what the actual fuck?
Yeah. Well, no, it was one of those because they thought that the new realistic looking Link would be like too much of a dark path to go down.
I like Dark Link.
No, everybody did. Well, because then the next game was Twilight Princess.
What about the Minish Cap?
Oh, the Minish. Okay, so that's 2D. That was still a good game. Yeah. I really liked that game.
I did like that. That was the old school.
Top down
Zelda. Yeah. That was nice.
I am wearing a Zelda shirt right now.
You are wearing a Zelda shirt right now.
Minish. No, not. I'm wearing Spirit Tracks.
Thank you. Goddamn Star Wars shirt.
No, man. What, dude? I
got you. Want to borrow a Star Wars shirt?
Nope.
You
want to
change?
I paid $1.50 at the Goodwill.
I can't believe
Goodwill
someone gave that to the Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
What a loser.
And
I
also got like a red shirt that had a teddy bear on it that says, squeeze me as hard as you want. I work great under pressure. I'll wear that next time. That's a real shirt. I'm not lying. So that's pretty much it. I mean, there hasn't been a whole lot that's been popped up on the radar. Everything's going back and forth with like the new game systems. I saw a new, like somebody posted, I think it was GameStop or GameSpot tried to post like the top 10 reasons to own an Xbox One or like why it's going to be a great, I don't buy it. Like
they found 10?
Apparently.
All right.
So that's that.
What else is going on? Oh, did we talk about Batman last time? They're not going to, that's going to be like the last hurrah for the new systems. They're not going to port it over to like PS4.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, the
that's gonna come out for PS3.
Arkham Origins?
Yeah.
Or an Xbox, right?
Yeah, so that'll be like the last big hurrah
for this
generation.
Fine, man. Batman is for this generation, that is in my top three games, like next to the Uncharted series. And like I said in a couple episodes ago, I haven't played The Last of Us. Mm-hmm. But Batman, Arkham City and Arkham Asylum are hands down two of the best games for this generation just because you're a badass. Like, you're Batman.
Which is weird that you're not all into Assassin's Creed like I am, because you're a badass.
Okay.
You're Ezio Auditore.
Yeah, but I can't float. Like, Batman just, like, jumps and floats, and, I mean...
He has a parachute!
I think it's the combat thing, too, because it's, like, really fluid. It's, like, it's like his foot
Assassin's
has,
Creed is a, it's super fluid.
No, but, like, his foot has a magnet, and it's, like, the other magnet is stuck in your face, and it's just... Oh, there's my mic. Yeah. Sorry.
I will kill you.
No, it's I don't know. It's just like the combat's fluid. I mean, all the gadgets there.
It is good. Well, City was a lot more fluid.
It was
than Asylum. I like that one a lot better. I couldn't play too much of it because I get way too deep into those like Riddler puzzles, and I don't play the actual fucking game.
Well, no, that's the thing. There's a lot of content in both of them, and there's a lot of content in the Assassin's Creed game, and I'm not knocking them. They both have their own merits. I'm just saying, in my opinion, Batman, those games, they represent what current gen systems can do. And, I mean, it's not a bad thing. So, suck it. I'll take it.
All right, I'll take the new one. I'll suck it after this.
So, again...
What else?
I don't know. Then we go back to this shit. Just kidding.
No, there was one more. Battlefront.
Oh, yeah, Battlefront. The new Battlefront, they announced it. DICE is making the new Star Wars Battlefront. It's gonna pop up in 2015. Ryan never played Battlefront 1 or 2.
Fucking I will be dead in 2015.
Okay.
Jesus. So far away.
Well, I'm going to need to find a new partner.
So if anyone out there wants to talk about video games on the internet, I'm sure there's like three of you.
Yeah, maybe one or two or three. I won't Skype in with anybody. I have to look at you across the table.
I wasn't crazy about Battlefront.
Deep into your eyes.
That's not my genre.
Well, no, because Battlefront 2, I mean, Battlefront 1 I didn't really get into. Battlefront 2 is where I think they actually introduced the Jedi. So you could walk around with all of your troops. They made it some strategy. And then you could just get a Jedi and wreck house until you realize that it doesn't matter how many, like how badass your Jedi is, if enough people will kill him. So
fuck that.
No, I'm excited. Like DICE has done some really good things. It's going to be a really, really good looking game. And I'll play anything that has the Star Wars label on it just because, you know, I'm a fanboy. What are you planning on doing? I'm a fanboy of Star Wars, but what do you want to do with your life, like in real life, like cosplay style?
Oh, I want to join the 501st. That's going to happen, bitch.
Would you like to explain what that is?
If you don't know, the 501st Legion is a group of cosplayers that they dress up like Star Wars characters. It's they dress up like the bad guys.
Just the bad guys?
Yeah, just the bad guys.
Yeah, were they at the Comic-Con this year?
They were at Comic-Con. They did a whole panel. They talked about building costumes and stuff. I want to be a Tusken Raider.
Because it's easy.
It's easy and cheap, and who doesn't want to just hold a gaffy stick over their head and go... Yeah, so that would be awesome.
Can you guess what sound I didn't load onto the board?
you didn't load sand people on there?
No, man.
Son of a bitch.
I am a son of a bitch.
So, yeah, I got their card, and it's ridiculous how, like, movie quality your costume has to be.
Yeah. They have, like, three stages,
they have
right?
a couple of different levels, and, like, the lowest level is...
You're doing kids' parties.
I have to be, like, standing in front of you, and your costume has to be perfect. And, well, like, level one is George Lucas has to jack your dick off.
No, so what's... So do they use you for different events, or...?
Yeah, they do charity stuff, but, I mean, they do, like, charity events, and they do stuff at Skywalker Ranch... Which I'm sure the Arizona branch doesn't make it out there, but they're the official unofficial George Lucas cosplay group. Like when there's a Star Wars event, so these are the people they hire to come out and do it.
501st is nationwide.
Yeah, they're nationwide.
Oh, okay, okay.
The Arizona group is the Dune Sea Garrison. Cause get it, it's the desert out here.
So wait. Okay. So what do you do if like you're like the lowest tier? Like what if you're the?
I mean, you're still gonna do the stuff. You're just not as cool as everybody else.
But they don't like they don't reject you. Like no.
No. I mean, you have to have a nice costume. You don't just show up with like a.
What the? Oh my
sorry.
God.
So I thought you were gonna drown me out with Star Wars nice.
Try it again. Let's just. Do it.
It came out of nowhere. But no, you still have to have a nice costume. But. It's not like there was a guy that did Commander Cody that was just it was out of control the time and money that he spent on that costume. I mean, there's guys that'll spend, you know, $8,000 on a Vader costume.
Well, no, but that's what I'm trying to figure out is that if you spend like $8,000 on a Vader costume and I got some fucking rube who spent like $500 to make a Vader costume, like what's the difference? Like what perks do you get in the organization?
There's absolutely no perks. You just do this because you want to, because you like Star Wars.
No George Lucas handjobs?
No hand jobs. No hand jobs from George Lucas. You could probably fuck his neck roll.
Wookiee. Oh, 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 oh. You know what? All right. I don't know how to segue neck roll fucking into Star Wars.
That's usually the kind of thing that ends a conversation.
So again, I mean, we're talking about Star Wars KOTOR. It starts like any other Star Wars game. Just that music right there. Just
yeah, and you're like, oh, this is happening.
This shit is going down. It's got the flashy screen. Just boom, the letters crawl across the screen. And when this came out, I think it was 2004, right? 2003.
Oh yeah,
this was the shit because
this was the shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I'm getting like all nostalgia, just getting worked up about it. And I'll be the first to admit, I didn't even get to play as much about it. I didn't get to play as much as it that I wanted before this episode, just because, like I said, I had adult things that happened. And there's just that it's such a huge game. Like it doesn't even. I thought I was going to jump in, be a Jedi, and just wreck
yeah,
house just, from
yeah. I'll have a lightsaber and I'll kill everybody, and I'll just move on with my life.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I'm lost for words right now. So I'm going to let you get it going.
I started. Well, I was already two worlds deep by the time I got back into it. So I had already got through Taris, and I had already got through Dantooine.
Wait, like a save game that you had for years?
Yeah, I already had a save for. Yeah, I started a couple months ago. I was just hungover one day, and I knew she was going to sleep till 11, so I just started because I wake up at like 7 every fucking day.
This could have been brought to my attention so oh, yeah. long ago.
I was already. Yeah, into the game.
Yeah, because I started playing it last week because I didn't have the time to get it the week before. And I got like 3 hours into it. And I'm like, dude, I'm fucking 3 hours into this bitch. And you're like, I am 17 hours into it. I'm like, what the fuck? What?
No, I don't got that kind of time.
Yeah. Was this BioWare's like, this wasn't their first game, was it?
No, it wasn't their first game. But, I mean, it was the first
you don't,
game
you don't
I
have
was
to,
aware
You don't
of.
Have to yell at me
I
like that.
I yell at you every day. No! No, it wasn't their first game, but it was the first game that, I mean,
they put them on the map, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, they had a lot of other games, which I can't think of.
For casual gaming people.
Yeah, off the top of my head, which you'll go back and look at and be like, oh, they made that game?
Actually, remember? I actually remember how I bought this game for the first time when we were living in that house. I traded in my Nintendo SP, my Game Boy SP, because I was playing that really weird Sun. Anyway.
Is that the one you had with Metroid?
Yeah,
I used to play that shit all the time. That game was awesome.
Yeah, so that's when I went and traded it in, and I picked up the Knights of the Old Republic, brought it back to the house, and then we all just sat around and just watched me play that.
Yeah,
because you started playing it too, but then I would come home and it's like it's my game, bitch.
Well, that's because I worked at night, so you could be at work in the day, and then I would be home in the morning.
So anyway, you start the game off. You wake up on a ship. There's things going on. People are talking to you in the game. You're like, who the fuck are you? Why am I in my underwear?
Wait, can I get an intro here? No, things are just happening.
What are you doing over there? You're killing me.
I'm texting. I'm Why very busy. I'm really man? Busy. I'm texting our producer.
Is he sitting like 3 feet to the left of us?
Yeah, but see, I don't want to ruin the show by talking to him.
No, but I've already done that. Aaron, what are you doing?
Aaron, the next time you decide to use the loud-ass door, can you pull the fucking rack off?
Or just don't shut it all the way.
Or just don't go in and out. Get everything you need to get.
Listen, you mute motherfucker. I can't even
The next time you go in and out of the room, so, shut the fuck up.
Aaron is he's our unofficial producer, and by producer, we mean he's our beer bitch right now. We give him the shake.
I'm down
would you,
to
would
one,
you, would, you like,
so.
Would you like to say anything, producer, like beer bitch? You look closer there.
I was just trying to be kind and shut the door silently, but now...
There was no... There's a then rack
your
with, like, three
no, no, no.
suits hanging on
then
it. It weighs, like, 80 pounds.
You're already fired. All right, so you're fired. So we're starting off with Star Wars after our producer's fired. So fired.
So fired if he doesn't give me another beer.
Yeah, you jump
you
in this game...
Beer,
what's that?
Sorry.
You need another beer?
No, I'm good right now. So,
back into Star Wars.
Yeah, you jump into this game. You know it's in the Star Wars universe. You know that, like, all the characters that are going to be there. But it starts you off like kind of in a like almost like a bedroom, and there's a guy that comes rushing. He's like, "Bastila's in trouble."
Really? That never happens in the Star Wars universe. Like, suddenly there's trouble.
Who's Bastila? Why is there a firefight? Yeah. It's like the Star Wars credits roll, and then like. Like lasers, just every. Also, another sound effect that isn't working on my soundboard.
Oh, wait,
is the lasers.
It played. I thought it played.
No, the lasers now. That doesn't work. It's like that's really quiet.
Dude,
you can't
crank
hear
it up. That's badass.
That is that. Was it's too quiet. That's as loud as it's going to go. I'll give you a lightsaber. There, that shit is.
That's hot. Wait,
so, yeah.
I have a light. Oh, it's across the room. I can't reach it.
Oh, your
light. Hold on, wait.
He's trying to force pull it over here.
This is a an audio podcast, not video.
No, but he can tell he's...
Nah.
Well, it's reality, and we can tell you it's not going to work.
Apparently, I cannot get the lightsaber across the room.
So, yeah. Start off on the ship. All this nonsense happens, and you get dropped onto a planet. That's actually what kind of got me about the game when I first started playing it, is that I thought that I was, like I said, I was going to jump into just straight Jedi role. Like, okay, I'm going to wreck house. Where do I go? With my lightsaber. And then it started me off like, oh, you want a blaster? Or maybe you want a vibra blade? Yeah.
You want a vibra sword, or do you want a blaster? Because you are not a Jedi, sir.
Yeah. So you go through all that bullshit on the planet trying to get off. You wind up getting off. And I still don't understand why Bastila was held up in a cage. She's like, let herself just... I know they probably explained it.
You know, actually, there was one of those events where you talk to her and... asking why you got captured. I think it was actually her and Candorous talking, if I remember. But
yeah,
that
okay.
was yesterday.
So one of the most powerful Jedi in the land 4,000 years before the first...
Wait, wasn't that 20,000 years? No,
just 4,000. It was 4,000 years before.
No. Hold on. Hyperspace travel was 20,000 years before that.
Jesus Christ.
How can that place have existed for that long and everything is exactly the fucking same?
Republicans. You keep everything you find it and you just keep
status
it,
quo
even
keep
yeah
it
even
going.
Keel just nothing else. whoa nobody heard that. So yeah, so the first level is just kind of getting your bearings, kind of figuring out the combat system. You actually get to take down a Rancor with a grenade.
Hardcore.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, you felt like a bitch, though, because you just feed it to it and you run away like an asshole.
No, but then you also, you kind of get the lay of the land for the light and dark side, which I think that's actually really
that
great.
That was really awesome. That, I mean, you get to make your choices and then choose your path.
Yeah.
That
and
was badass.
If you can't tell by my high-pitched girly voice, I went light side.
And I went light side. Originally, I went light side, but I went dark. Yeah. And I went dark the second time I played it, and I never looked back.
No, wait, you went light side the first time?
Yeah.
I thought you went dark side. You were all about just, like, straight evil.
No, I went light the first time because I thought later on in the game it would make it easier, but it totally doesn't. The whole game is so much easier if you do the whole thing dark.
I didn't even... Oh, no, it is. It makes it so much easier.
Everything
like,
easy.
And I think they made that as, like, a design thing.
Yeah, I think that was a design thing because that was the whole thing about the dark side.
It was the
easy way out.
Shit rolls downhill. Just get it
out. So it was great because everything was just like, you know, you can either try to find this guy's son and reunite this family, or you can just fucking kill everybody.
Yeah, a couple of... yesterday, I get a text from him. He was like, I love the part... Was it... Oh,
yeah,
no,
it was the Sith Academy. Like, I love the part where you get to kill
just
everybody.
Just kill, murder everyone. And I'm like, I just sent him a text. I'm like, dark side?
Yeah.
Question mark?
It's just so much easier just to kill everybody. It's way easier.
I remember when I got to is it Dantooine, the Jedi Academy? Mm-hmm. You finally get all that bullshit done, and then they give you your first lightsaber, and you're just like, what now, bitch? What now?
You just keep pushing Y and over. It's just like twirling it around.
I'm not gonna fight anybody, but I got this thing. Let's fucking.
I was
get
doing
this
that
shit
last
done.
Night. I was just like, I had double bladed lightsaber, which is
and that was a cool thing because it was after the long enough after the first episode. That came out, Phantom Menace.
Come on. Why you got to bring up painful memories?
Well, you know, but they gave us the double-bladed lightsaber.
That's like reminding of a woman that she had a miscarriage. Ooh. Jesus Christ.
Wow. See, you know, I zigged and you zagged. And that was awful.
That's how bad it hurts me inside. That is how bad it hurts.
So, but you know, they had the double-bladed lightsabers. That was the cool thing. Is like
that
the
was, yeah, combat. They did that in there. I mean, that was the only good thing from the Phantom Menace. Except for Ray Park. He's a badass.
That what did he star in after that? He was Toad in X-Men.
Why do you got to bring up bad memories? No, Ray Park is awesome, though.
You know what happens when you strike a toad with lightning? The same thing that happens to everything else. That's the worst Halle Berry impression that I'll ever do.
Loses the feeling in its left hand for the rest of its life.
So, I mean, where was I? What are we doing here?
I don't know. We just got way off topic.
We did.
We were talking about double-bladed lightsabers.
Yeah, double-bladed. Ruth! Wait a minute. No, this game was like incredibly deep for a role-playing game because I actually got lost because I tried to make my own Jedi, or like make my own tree, and just like the BioWare like leveling up tree, which like carried on to Mass Effect, it carried on to Jade Empire and all the other games. I don't think it carried on to Sonic for the DS, but thank you very much.
Thanks. You wipe my ass for me too.
So, but like the level tree, it just got too overwhelming for me, because you really got to do some research to decide which way you want to go, because you have your combat powers. You got three people that you're.
You have your combat powers, but you have your support powers.
Yeah.
And you have like your Jedi focus kind of stuff, which
for the
is awesome.
For the Jedi's. Yeah. But there are eventually you can get nine fleshed out characters that you can just, it's such a deep, deep game. And each one of those characters have those stupid like backstories that you can talk to them about.
Yeah, I did a lot of that too. I don't know why. I was like, I need to power through this game, but I really just want to talk to Juhani a lot.
Or talk to Karth.
I want to talk to Karth, who reminds me so much of fucking Carson Daly, hey, that I want to punch him right in his fucking dick.
Hey, Karth, what are you doing today?
My son is probably dead, and my wife is totally dead.
I remember
I'm
when
really
I was sad in a battle.
About it, and my boss killed them. Now I'm sad about it.
So there's like a really deep enough story for you to hate one douchebag character, and then what is it? HK-47, the assassin droid.
He's awesome. He gave us the term meatbag.
Yeah, statement. Meatbag.
Statement.
Yeah, and he wound up being Revan's assassin droid.
Did you say Raven?
Revan. That's so.
You
Raven.
Said Revan first, and then you said yeah.
Whatever.
That's so Revan.
I'm so out of it right now. It's been a long week. It's been the adult week. So, what else we got that kind of?
I don't even remember where we are right now.
We were just talking about we started off in the first. Part.
Oh, the character development and the leveling up.
Yeah.
It was great because everyone would level up at the same time.
Yeah.
You didn't have to have them in your party. Which
that's where I was going with that. I just did it automatically. After a while, I was just like, just do it automatic. I can't. I really don't have time for this game. It was so much gameplay that adding the level system on top, for me, being a casual gamer, it was too much, but it was awesome.
I would do my regular pussy characters automatic, and then my Jedi's, I would select their powers.
Just stuff. Get them.
Yeah,
get
the
them
Jedi's,
the
I would level up myself, but everyone else is like automatic. I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm never going to use you.
I'm eventually going to go back and play this game all the way through again for the second or third time, because the last time I played it was almost
second or third.
Well, yeah, I can't remember if I played it the second time all the way through or not, because I get the second game and the first game mixed up, like with what I played like a second time, but God damn it, I lost my train of thought again.
I can't believe you only played it two or three times.
How many times have you played it?
I probably can't count them on both hands.
Well, I know that you...
I played the shit out of that game, like, a lot.
And I thought you had it for the PC, and you do have it for the PC, and you also have it for the Xbox.
I do have the original Xbox version.
That's worth some squilla.
Yeah, anyone got $80? You want to buy a game?
$85. I get you one game in the green box.
I got the Prima strategy guide too.
That's why you're a cheater.
Also have the fucking internet.
Yeah, that's before the internet. It's like such a nice, cute little book.
Yeah, I mean, it came with it for like $5 extra. Why not?
No, actually, you know what I want to talk about? What I've noticed about with the Star Wars canon. Mm. It seems that everybody who joins the dark side and like is really successful in the dark side, you're going to lose your ability to use your normal voice or like have a bottom jaw.
Yeah, something terrible is going to happen to the way you speak.
Welcome to the dark side. We've got a wonderful dental plan, health plan. There is a chance that you're going to lose your jaw and your ability to speak in your normal voice, but you know what? It's going to be awesome.
That's the price you pay to fucking throw lightning out of your fingers.
True.
I pay that price right now.
Actually, you know, going back to the level system, I will admit that I cheated because I realized I wasn't going to make it through the whole game before this taping. So I went and watched the speed run, which a guy did a speed run.
We talk about speed runs a lot.
No, we do, because I'd like to see, because I played the game before, but I'd like to recognize, I want to be able to refresh myself. Guy beat the game in 2 hours when his guy was only level 13.
Dude, I can't even get out of the sewers on Taurus in 2 hours.
I know, dude. That just speaks to the way that you can manipulate the level system to make it just ridiculously in your favor.
And I wish I would have, because I pretty much play it the same way every time.
Yeah.
And I if I go back and watch that, it's going to ruin it for me. I should watch it. I mean, just for fun.
You know what,
I mean, I will watch it just for fun.
He skips everything, like those scenes where like Callow North would show him. You're like, Jedi. What does he sound like? He's like an L.A. noir guy. Like, ha, Jedi. I see you come past me. One.
So I found you outside of this cave. Yeah. See.
Hey, her.
All right, I'll lob some grenades at him. See.
Yeah. Get him. So yeah, it's for every single one of those, or when even the apprentice showed up. Darth Malak's apprentice showed up.
Oh, Darth Bandit.
Yeah, he just runs around him. He never touches him. So.
What? He just gets on the lift? You can do that?
Yeah.
Shut the f up.
Yeah. So
Holy crap.
So that ruined it. That kind of ruined everything, like the mystique, because you really want to stay through those. You've worked up that far, so you just
I totally want to kill that motherfucker when I see it.
One.
Oh, Callow. One.
Two.
Fuck him. I'm so glad he's dead.
Yeah. Yeah, because that was the funny thing. I mean, when you play, you keep forgetting all this stuff, but... when you're watching the speedrunner, you have to sit through the cutscene, and he ran around Kylo Nord.
He just ran away.
Yeah, he just ran around him, and like the next cutscene is like, he's dead, my lord. I'm like, he ran around him!
Wow. I gotta see this speedrun. This is ridiculous, because I fought everyone. Because you need to, I mean...
No, you gotta level up.
I feel like you gotta level up, but apparently you don't have to.
You gotta grind. You have to grind.
You gotta grind. And it doesn't feel like a grind.
Nah.
Killing everyone, like being out on Tatooine and killing all of the sand people that have ever existed.
That's fun, though.
Feels real good.
It feels so good.
Actually, I even killed the younglings.
We didn't even talk about what this game was about. Like, we talked, it was Star Wars, but there's
Star Wars.
No, but it's, I mean, there's an actual story behind it.
You get a lightsaber and you kill everything.
No, then we could play the other Star Wars game that came out for the
Force Unleashed.
Yeah,
and just get a lightsaber and kill everything,
and just and be that guy from the WB show. I don't know.
What?
No, we're not listening.
Yeah, the racist frog?
Yes, the WB. That's how it goes, right? No, he was the guy who
Drake?
Drake.
I don't know. Was Degrassi on WB?
No, I can't think of what his name is. No, the guy who played the main character in the Force Unleashed is some actor who was in a couple of WB shows or something, or maybe...
What are you, a teenage girl or a black guy? I can't tell right now.
A little bit of both. He was also in the movie Gamer.
So you've already brought the WB and that So Raven today. All right, so moving on.
There is something that I wanted to tell you, Ryan.
What are you, Bane?
I am a teenage girl.
Darth Bane.
And that is Soul Raven.
No, I was just trying to distract. Did I successfully distract us from all the bullshit that's going on?
Yeah, I don't even know where we're at. Can we talk about Cardinals football now? Because I am lost.
No, we're talking about the story, because there's actually a pretty good story behind this.
Yeah, Oh, God.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you start off as an amnesiac. Because that's how all fucking video games start.
Yeah.
Every single RPG in the history of ever, you start like, I don't remember anything.
Yeah,
I guess I should find out who I am.
Well, that's what happens. So, yeah, you that's when you wake up, it's like not knowing what happens. Mm. And through the whole thing, you realize that Darth Malak is trying to get through the galaxy to get to the Starforge. And
No, he already has the Starforge.
Oh,
they're in control of it.
Oh, they had
control. That's how they amassed that fleet.
Okay, so that's when you go back and you try to retrace his footsteps.
You're apparently a soldier for the Republic, and you're on Bastila's ship trying to do some Republic garbage.
Yeah, and you're trying to
whatever it is Republic people do.
Yeah, so you it eventually boils down to like just a class. You got five or six different planets to visit. You got to find these star maps to find the Starforge. Even though I don't realize how somebody could build a giant, it's like the Halo, the Halo syndrome. Like,
what the fuck is that thing? Why can't I think of that?
The ring, the Halo.
No, there's a name. There's something else I'm trying to think of right now.
Guilty Spark.
Sure.
No, I mean, but you—that's what bothered me—is like somebody, some ancient race built this giant fucking space station. Ricotta?
Like cheese.
Oh, yeah, like the ricotta. Yeah, they built this giant space station, and nobody has been able to find it. It's just like...
Yeah, it's just like this huge floating thing sucking all the power out of a star.
No!
To make all of these ships and just death machines, and someone's like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, there...
I never noticed this before. There That's
been,
weird.
There have been six star maps that have been laid out in a pretty linear fashion that we could find... And nobody's ever found us. That was like kind of the hokey thing from it. I think that was kind of the system limitation thing. So,
well, that was the whole story. I mean, you had to put that in there.
Yeah. So you run around to all these planets. There are different things that you can do to get either light side or dark side points. But the end game is find the Star Forge or find the star maps, find the Star Forge, get there and wreck house for Darth Raven Malak, Darth Wait. Malak.
Wreck Malak's house.
Yeah, wreck Malak's house.
Wreck Malak's house.
But in the meantime, your mentor, Bastila, they kidnap her ass.
Oh, I just got to that point where I had to fight her.
Did you turn her or did you kill her? You killed her.
No, I haven't got to the final battle with her. I fought her on a... Hold on, what is that? Ricotta Prime or whatever. The name of the planet, the Unknown World.
Where the weird, you, like, fish head guys are.
Yeah,
like
with their eyes sticking way out
way
here.
Way long faces.
Yeah.
Oh, that, what is it?
Yeah, they have Down syndrome. Their eyes are way too far apart.
Every Twi'lek was like, stubba-dubba-dubba-wudna-ma-do. Stubba-dubba-dubba-dubba.
And all of the, what is, God damn it.
Twi'lek.
No, not Twi'leks. The other ones.
All right. Finger snap.
Good. I can't
we'll
think
it,
right
it'll hit you like a lightning
bolt. They always call you sentient, though, and it was funny to me.
Sentient?
Sentient.
I don't know what you're talking about. Planet. Give me a planet.
I can't. Why? Han is in the bar, and... Yeah, and he sits down, and what's that guy's name?
It's Guido.
Guido is a...
No, he's not a Twi'lek. He's a...
He's not... Is he an Athorian?
Yeah.
No. Is he a... No, it starts with an R, doesn't it?
Do me a favor. Hey, producer, look up Guido. What type of alien is he? Don't... Okay.
Greedo. Guido. Oh, Guido is the Sopranos. It's Greedo.
Yeah, Greedo.
But whatever he is, there's a whole bunch of his race, and they all call you sentient. It's just funny. They just acknowledge your existence. Well, they don't call you human. They're just like, hello, sentient.
Statement, meatbag. So that was the cool thing is like when Bastila got stolen from you, she gets turned. What's
Guido,
that?
Guido. Guido.
Not Guido. I'm an idiot.
We're not racist over here.
Do not listen to the words that come out of my mouth. As we've made clear in the last episode, my mouth is wide open and shit just flies out of it.
Oh. Someone is listening to this right now, and they're just. Who the fuck is David Beckham?
It's a fucking Adidas commercial.
Jesus Christ.
All right, we're done with that. Okay.
We're done with you. Sorry. You're fired. Anyways.
Okay, so you actually, one of your main characters could be Taken, who was trying to teach you the way of the light side, and you could actually resist her and go to the dark side, because I'm a bitch. I got to do light side stuff. I just got to... All right, so here we go.
He's a Rodian.
A Rodian. You found that before him?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. You're fired again.
I entered it before he did.
You're fired. Actually, you'll be fired in about 30 seconds. You're about to be fired again.
Get a beer.
Look at me. Look at me. Yeah. Look at me.
I'm running pretty low, too. Thanks. Anyway, so yeah, all the Rodians call you sentient, which is pretty funny to me.
And that's one of the things that kind of upset me that I didn't make it to, because I know there are a lot of characters that you just forget. They try to flush out a lot of the characters. I wanted to make it back to Kashyyyk.
Yeah.
I really like that planet. We really need to fix our screensaver there.
Yeah, screensaver. God damn it.
But when you get to the Star Forge, or was it before the Star Forge, was it right when you got to the end of the last planet, they take Bastila away from you?
Yeah, they take Bastila, and you're pretty much screwed at that point. I mean, you can't go back to Kashyyyk.
Well, no, it's her thing. It's the battle meditation. Like, that's what they want.
That's what they want, because apparently battle meditation is where you can think about the outcome of a fight, and that's what's going to happen. I was reading about that earlier, happened in some of the comics.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what he wanted her for. He wanted her that to turn her, and that, and then so he could, even though, like, you know, finding a giant Star Forge that could just crank out hundreds and hundreds of ships wasn't enough.
You also want to be able to turn the tide of battle with a thought. That would be great.
It would. So in that same vein, Hitler missed out.
He did. If he would have had her, well, we wouldn't have had Adam Sandler.
Oh, God.
That would suck. I like Adam Sandler. Well, I liked Adam Sandler. How's that? I liked Adam Sandler in the 90s.
Before, after Going Overboard, but before Waterboy. That small...
I like Waterboy.
Okay, so what came after Waterboy?
What was that one with Drew Barrymore?
50 First Dates.
No, the retard. The Wedding Singer. Garbage.
Oh, I kind of like that one.
Yeah, I gotta hit you in the dick.
Okay. Well, I thought 50 First Dates was really bad.
I never watched it. I have a penis.
So, when you're done with... there's too many. There's actually this game is too. It's too long to actually to go into.
Yeah, it's hard to
nail
talk about everything in the game. It's also hard to in 2 weeks play the entire game.
Yes,
with a full time job.
Yep,
and you know doing laundry and buying groceries and
which is why we might be switching up our format because we want to be able to play some longer games.
No, we're not doing that. And. So, where were we at? You suck at this.
What do you mean I suck at this shit?
We were
talking about Bastila and like how you had to fight her.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You had to fight her.
Actually, that's what really got me is because BioWare was so ambiguous with the way that they talked about... the conversation trees is when you had to turn somebody to the light side or the dark side because they did it three times or two times. Well, you actually had to do it with every conversation that you had with every character in the game. But the two Jedi that you could recruit on your own, you had to actually follow a certain chain of conversation.
Well, not with Jolie. Jolie would join you no matter what.
That's the black guy, right?
Yeah. God, why did I go over there?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's the Jedi in the swamp.
He's the bald Jedi.
Oh, the bald Jedi.
Yeah.
God damn it.
He's the one you get on Kashyyyk.
Okay.
Anyways, but no, yeah, with... With Chuhani, yes. You had to follow a certain conversation path
which
to get her to join you.
Which would bother me with Bastila is because the first time that I played it through, I killed her and I didn't want to. I wanted to turn her back to the light side because I was, I don't know, it's like the Aeris thing.
Well, no, you don't want to play through the game.
You build a character
the rest of the
up,
way
yeah.
with a dead character.
Yeah, you build this character up for so long. You just want to save her, and it hurts when she dies. So you're like, oh, if there's a way that I can turn this person back, and I killed her, and then I went on to Malik and got my ass handed to me 5 or 6 times before I beat him. But
that will happen.
Yeah, at the end of we actually should talk about the cheap knockoff of Yoda.
What? What was his name?
Not Yoda. There were a couple cheap things like that.
Well, no, he's not Yoda, but he's the same race.
But it was still
you're
like
a racist. You're a Star Wars racist.
No, I'm not. It's like, hey, you know what they like about the Star Wars? Yoda. We need more Yoda. If they would have thrown a fucking Ewok in that game,
I wouldn't have played it.
Did you read that the article I sent you? The 50 things.
No, I started to, and then I passed right the fuck out.
Well, one of the reasons why they talked about why Jedi was a bad movie was because the Ewoks were only put in there for marketing reasons. And
so they could sell toys to kids and shit.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why, like one of his arguments was they never, ever, ever used the term Ewok in that movie. And the only reason we know why they're called Ewoks is because
holy
of the...
Holy shit. So they just, like, forced all of that into our vocabulary and into our faces and just, like, Ewok, to, Ewok, Ewok.
Yeah, to sell it. That was all merchandising.
Motherfuckers.
Oh, George Lucas.
The evil overlord of Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't know if there's much more about this game because it's one of those, like...
There's all kinds of stuff about this game. There's the oh shit moment. There's the I am your father moment.
No, because I actually said that when I was playing it, right when they were about to do the big reveal, I was like, there's no way they can top I am your father. There's no way they can top I am your father. Oh shit, I'm my own father.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome because it has that game could have been a Star Wars movie.
It could have been,
the
yeah.
The way it plays out, it's really good. I mean, just the story, the amnesia thing, that's an RPG thing. But the rest of it is just the way it plays out is exactly like a Star Wars movie, and you get about three quarters of the way through, and it gives you that "I am your father" moment.
Drops,
you're like, holy fucking shit! Well, no way.
Well, the thing that bothers me is that with a character like Basila, she could brainwash Revan to forget, make him forget who he was. Maybe that's because he was so injured that she could brainwash him. Mm. She can do the battle meditation thing to like turn the whole tide, but then Malak just fucking shocks her a few times.
I'm not sure that she's the one that brainwashed him.
She kept
him alive through the Force and took him back to the Jedi Enclave on Dantooine.
But then again, if
am I sounding like way too dorky right now,
dude? We have a video game podcast.
Is this about to be low T?
We are still described as low T.
I am wearing a Star Wars shirt.
I am wearing a Zelda shirt.
I own a lightsaber. I also have a Jedi robe. By the way, if you couldn't guess, I fucking love Star Wars, like, a lot. Like, I've probably jacked off of Star Wars.
I like the movie where they had Leonard Nimoy in it.
That was a good one.
It was.
I like the one with Siler.
Yes, Siler was a good one. It was real, real good. But it's one of those games that it's sad because games like that with the BioWare games, they went on to do Mass Effect, which it's almost like the spiritual successor to Star Wars because they have the same. It's like a space theme. They kind of made their own Star Wars, in my opinion, their own Star Wars canon. A lot of people dog on the Mass Effect series because
it didn't have the same you know what I really
30 years of canon behind it.
No. The battle system on that, the fighting system on Knights was fucking awesome.
I think you need to go back and give it another try because I wasn't really
Mass Effect?
Yeah, Mass Effect. I wasn't the first game I was kind of at. The second game is awesome. The second game, they fixed everything. In the third game, I started playing it, and it's one of those things where I actually stopped playing it because there was all that conflict with about like how it ended.
You sound like me trying to sell you on Assassin's Creed.
The second one,
they fixed everything that was wrong with it.
No, because I've played the first one. I played Revelations. I played Brotherhood. I didn't play Revelations.
Brotherhood is the shit.
It is the shit. We played that multiplayer, and then I'm actually in the middle of playing the third one. It's just one of those things where I'll play a game for about 15 hours, and then
I'm done.
Forget.
I'm not to the end of this game, it's dead to me.
Then I gotta do some chores around the house, and
I gotta mow the lawn.
That shit doesn't happen. But I'm really upset that they went to an MMO with this series.
I was really excited to get a new one.
Well, because you played the second one all the way through, which I never did.
Really?
No, I never got through. I never really did it.
I did it several times. It was great.
So it's just I really want them to bring something like that back, but I don't want to say settle for Mass Effect, but it's one of those things. Oh no, and you also didn't like Dragon Age.
No, you I used to play that game for about seriously like 10 minutes. Like, I don't want to kill these rats. This is dumb. I'm done.
Yeah, and I like them. Like, I really like the games, but at the same time, I really want them to be able to go back into the Star Wars canon or the Star Wars stories and really flush that stuff out because that's what got me hooked.
And it wasn't even like Star Wars canon. It was their own canon. I mean, they used some of the actual Star Wars canon, but they also like created their own, they carried. If you read the comics or anything, they carried that with them into it, which is great. That's how good it was.
They gave them the choice because I think they asked them, or they gave them BioWare. They were like, well, you can do either right after episode two, or no, episode three, or you can do 4,000 years in the past.
Force Unleashed was between 3 and 4. It was after Darth Vader became Darth Vader,
yeah,
and
because
before
that's
New
when
Hope.
That's when the rebellion was started.
Yeah.
That's how they got
that's
the rebellion.
That's when Force
symbol.
Unleashed was. I'm glad they went way back in the past
because they could redo everything.
They could just make up their own shit, which was great.
They missed the mark a little bit with the second one. Like, they made it kind of predictable. Like, where the Bastila was like the light side. Who's the
Kreia?
Kreia was like the mentor, but she was like kind of dark.
Yeah.
Like, so it was like you were like the Sith apprentice.
Oh, she's been evil this whole time. I didn't know.
Oh shit.
That's weird.
She had that. Was that guy who's being held together with the Force?
Darth. Is that Darth Sidious?
Yeah, something like that. But
I still liked it. I mean, the gameplay was great, and the weapon selection screen, how you put all your armor and stuff on, was a little bit easier to use. You could switch hands with your weapons and stuff, and de-equip really easily. That was nice.
You can do like actually different lasers in that one too, or like different crystals, not crystals.
You can do the first one. You can do different colors.
They actually they didn't do different crystals. There are different like magnifiers, so like you could actually change the intensity. Really? Maybe I'm making
drunk.
Up
You're drunk.
Making up a game in my head. So I don't think we're doing the game like that much justice because
just for a second I got to go back to the fighting system. If you're an RPG fan, you could just go in there like just all guns blazing and just kill everyone if you want, or you can totally just turn it into a turn-based, which is what I like to do. And you can think about it, and you can make your next four moves. Mm-hmm. And I just hit my microphone trying to do.
They have the overkill. They have like different things you could do. Like you could do a straight attack.
You can like, all right, I want to start off by arming my shield, and then I want to do a critical strike.
Yeah.
And then I want to do the flurry, which is like 1,000 hits at once, and then. I do a flurry, and then I want to heal after that because I know I'm going to get hit a lot. So you can do that, which is great. And then you can switch characters and go to the next guy. And, okay, well, I want to obviously start with his shield, and then I want him to do a force choke. And it was just – that was awesome. Or you could just go in there and just like kill.
Just do whatever you want. And I'm more of like the kill. Yeah. You can play it like an action game, and that's kind of like how Mass Effect is. You can play it like a running gun.
See, that's why I don't like Mass Effect, because I want to have that time to think about what I want to do next. I want to come up with a strategy.
Well, no, you can. I mean, it's been a while since I played Mass Effect 1, but I'm pretty sure that you can still that. Or you can just go play a Jade Empire and just be an Asian person.
I've always wanted to do that.
An Asian person?
Yeah. I want to be an Asian person.
No, I mean, if you, I'd recommend playing it. If you like that, it's one of those games that. It's pretty decent grease, if you get my drift.
Yeah,
so.
that was the perfect battle system in my mind. I'm a big JRPG guy, and I really like that a lot. It was perfect, so I could do the turn based thing.
Yeah,
so. I think we're close.
I think yeah. It's one of those things we got to keep, because we didn't give away.
Did we give away the oh shit moment? We don't want to do that, but did we do that? I don't want to do that.
No, we didn't give away what it was.
Good. Awesome. If you haven't played it, go play it.
There is an oh shit moment, and it is freaking amazing. We should also apologize because the last episode that we said we were going to basically said we were going to do Doom, Hexen, Marathon, Redneck Rampage, and a couple other games. That just didn't work out. We had a consultant that was going to come in, one of our buddies.
Yeah,
one of our buddies was going to
come in, and he ended up getting sick, so he can't come. So, well, we'll do it in the future. We'll probably do one of those awesome Skype episodes because those work out so well.
They worked out great for me. You're the one editing it, so
I'll be in Vegas with him next weekend. Maybe I can get some stuff on tape.
No, we're not going to do that. But I think that's good. That's
I think we're pretty much done. Let's cut it out.
All right. Well, again, my name is Dirk,
and I'm Ryan,
and thank you for listening to the Casual Cowards of Gaming.
And we love you, like physically.
'Kay, settle.
I can't.
Any day.
I'm so uncomfortable in my own fat
day.
I think that should be Dolph Lundgren's theme music.
It should, yeah.
You should just walk around with that plate like, oh, fuck, here comes Dolph Lundgren. It's like you could hear me scratching my balls. That's what it sounds like.
All right.
This is what my balls feel like. They're smooth and... usually covered in pantyhose.
No. All right. Again. Center ourselves for a second, okay? Just take it down a notch.